Good morning, this is Marco with Top Thread Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 26th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.25 cents, November beans unchanged, and September wheat down 7 cents. A little surprised with the wheat. We've got the problems in France with the flooding really hitting their wheat crop very hard. But apparently the Bulgarian crop is making up for it in some areas. So a little bit of a wash there, but I think it's more important that the French are losing this wheat than the Bulgarians are gaining it. The funds are short a tremendous amount of wheat. They're getting hammered in the beans. They got hammered in the corn. So I think, at some point they need to be covering this wheat. Are they going to cover it today? Or are they going to wait till Monday when we might see the new lows? We make the lows the first Monday of the month, so can we see that in the corn? Maybe the beans for this leg of the move and the wheat, it's certainly possible. But again, I don't want to be bearish the wheat down here. I think you ought to be re-owning call options for whatever you're selling off the combine. We've got 83% of the winter wheat harvested, so really the brunt of the harvest is behind us. So, I think we're due for a rally, but it might wait until next Monday. Obviously, the corn and bean crop is in stellar condition. We haven't changed these ratings now. We've been 75 or 76 since really June. Now, we've gone through some hot weather. We haven't done a thing to these crop ratings. Where it's gotten good, it's gotten even better. Where it's bad, it's gotten a little bit worse. But where it's bad, it's not the main ag states. Yes, Michigan's taking a bit of a hit. Ohio's taking a bit of a hit. But Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota are all in great, great shape here. So certainly leading many believe, including myself, that we're going to be well above trend line yield. You've got the funds short a little bit of corn here, so that can go either way if they want to add to their short positions. The beans are long 80,000 beans and about 40,000 meal. I think that's a Damocles sword hanging over these markets. I could get more friendly to the beans in the long run once we get these funds out. But until then, I'm a little bit concerned that we've got some more downside risk in this bean market. The weather ahead, again, it looks, 85 to 90, a couple of 90-plus days, but accompanied by rains. So that's almost near ideal conditions. Plenty of sunshine. These plants are growing at an incredible rate, and I think everything has shifted at least a week earlier. So where we worry about the entire month of August for the beans, I think it's now this last week of July through the first 3 weeks of August to make this bean crop. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.